Hello, 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 everyone. So, it's probably been a week maybe since my last episode, but I am back for another one. And I would just like to say, first off, y'all, I'm so grateful for y'all for who all just tune in and listen and actually give this podcast a chance. You know, I know it may not always speak to everyone, but I always pray that someone always gets something from it, whether it's from the scripture or they, you know, begin to have a relationship with God, or they want their relationship with God restored, whatever it is, I pray that your life and your soul is just blessed from it. You know, I always pray that the Lord leads me and the Holy Spirit leads and guides me to actually just encourage people and minister to people. And yeah, I just hope everyone, I've always been a positive person, and I just always hope that people have a prosperous life. I hate when bad things happen. I always try to look on the positive side of things, and I always want the best for people. I hate sadness. I hate just the feeling of being lonely and discouraged all the time and despair. And this world is already full of just mess and just, you know, evil and everything. And love and just helping other people and loving people and just trying to have a good outlook on life is always, you know, has always helped me. Just try to focus on the positive things and knowing that, you know, whatever we do in this world, good things we do in this world is never in vain. There's a reward on the other side, and the reward is heaven. That reward is seeing Jesus Christ one day and being welcomed into his family. And that's what I look forward to every day. Anytime I go through something, I look forward to those moments, or look forward to heaven and look forward to even just talking to God sometimes, knowing and feeling that he's always there and he has never left me and he has never forsaken me. And the same goes for you. He has never left you and he has never forsaken you. So yeah, I just gotta just say that. I'm just gonna put that out to begin with. But as y'all know, if y'all listened to any of my previous episodes, y'all know that I absolutely love The Good Doctor, right? I love this show. The producers that produced this show, they also produced House, and I was absolutely just, I love House. Like, I don't think I missed the episode. If I missed it, I went back and I watched it. And so I was so upset when they finally ended it, because it was just a genius show. Just the whole thing put together, it was just awesome. And by them creating The Good Doctor, I knew I was going to be hooked on it. And I am. So tonight's episode, it was like the season finale, and Sean is not really ready to move forward with his life. He's been demoted basically to something he doesn't want to do. He has always dreamed of becoming a surgeon, and right now he was in the show, he was a surgical resident, but this new chief came in and said how he couldn't handle the responsibilities that it takes to become a doctor to operate on people, and so basically he demoted him. And I was so mad. I was so upset that he did that, knowing, and he didn't even see the progress that he made, how Sean first started and what he had become. By the end of the second season, it was just amazing. You could see the growth. And I was just mad. I know it's a TV show, yeah, but I was just so mad. I was like, man, he was never there from the beginning. He doesn't even know where Sean came from. He didn't see any type of growth. He just see that, oh, he couldn't handle this or do this. And let me not there sometimes, so I can understand where he was coming from. But I'm just for Sean. He may be different, but I'm just for him, because you can't deny his gift and his talent to really heal people in a way, to find answers to and solutions to problems that are going on with the human body, that are going on in the human body. So yeah, But my favorite part of the show tonight, Sean is really, he kind of gets into a brawl, right, at the beginning of the episode, and the guy kind of kicks him. But, you know, he kind of puts that aside and realizes that the diagnosis that they had for him was wrong. And, you know, he even took the time to not really operate on him, but to find a solution to the problem, despite that the man kicked them and bruised them up badly. And Sean just felt all kind of emotions. Like, he was feeling all kind of, he was feeling confused, angry, sad, everything when he got demoted. And that even shows the potential that he's capable of feeling something. He may not be able to communicate it effectively, but he feels emotions. He says that, why can't he just be angry and sad? And, you know, the girl that is in his life is actually his roommate, and he cares for her and stuff like that. And I think he loves her a little bit. But at the end, he has a box of chocolates and some flowers, and he was waiting on his roommate to get home. And I'm thinking, oh, he's actually then mustered up the courage to ask her out and to really say how he feel about her. But he goes up to her and says, do I look nice? And then he walks past her and actually goes to the girl's house who he was in pathology with for a little time when he was demoted, and asks her out on a date. And then when she says yes, you know, he's jumping for joy and stuff and excited that she didn't reject him and turn him down and said, I would love to go on a date. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was so excited for him. I don't know what it is. I just get so excited when different things happen, good things happen to Sean. And it was just, it was an amazing episode. But that was like my favorite part when he asked her out, not knowing what her response is going to be. And she doesn't turn him down. And it's just, he's excited and I'm happy. And it was just amazing. But that got me thinking of this thing called love, you know. I watched different stuff, and I used to be so addicted to, like, romance novels. I used to read a ton of romance novels. I'm like a hopeless romantic, right? And I used to read so much of it, and I created this fantasy in my head that this is how a relationship is going to be, this is how a marriage is going to be, this man is going to come in all buff and have it all together, have, like, he'll be a billionaire and drive the nicest car, and he's gonna have some issues, but I'm gonna be in love with him. And you know how some of those romance novels can be. And so I'm thinking, this is how my life is gonna be. I didn't read so much and fed my spirit so much of this material that I created this whole fairy tale in my head. But you know, reality is never a fairy tale. And that's something I pray about. I said, Lord, you know I love fairy tales. I want real love and true love one day. But, you know, I read those novels and thinking that this is how I want my life to be. This is what I want. And then, you know, get in a relationship and you kind of make that person, or trying to change a person because you want them to be like that person in the book that you just read or the novel you just read. And that's not the case. You can't change a person no matter what God does to change it. But I heard once that love is powerful. Love is, you know, makes you do crazy things. This is what I've heard from the world. You know, people, they said just love makes you do crazy things, and just love is powerful and all kind of things like that. But I read, you know, in the word, it says love is patient. I'm reading right now, it's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love suffers long, which is love is patient. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love flaunts not itself and is not puffed up. Does not behave itself improperly. Seeks not its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. And I was talking to my friend today, and we basically are going through different, not really trials, but this loan process, and it's going to take a while for us to kind of get to a place that we want to get to. And one thing that popped in my head was love is patient. If you are willing to be with a person despite their flaws, despite their differences, and it's God ordained, then it will, I believe in my heart that it's going to be worth it. You could know everything that you know, should know and can know about a person, but if God is not in it, if you are not really in it, then it won't work. And one thing I know about the Lord, God's love for us is unexplainable. Sometimes we can't even comprehend it, because you think about what Jesus did on the cross. He sacrificed his life for us. And God says he so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. And Jesus died on the cross because he loved the Father, loved his Father so much, loved God so much that he wanted to obey him and take this thing for the team. He died on the cross for us, for our sins and stuff. While we were rebelling against him, while we didn't love him back, while we did all kind of things that he know that we didn't like, that he didn't like, or, if we committed all kind of sin, and he still, he still loves us. He never changes. He loves us regardless of what we do and how we feel for the day. He never stopped loving us. And that's one thing that I've still yet to understand, still yet to comprehend. I don't think I would ever fully comprehend his love, because, God is love, and God does some things that we just don't understand. He is unorthodox, right? And by God being love, we would never, love is kind of hard to explain, because it's just a feeling that you just have and you just know, but you can't really have a definition for it. Some people say a strong passion, a strong emotion. I don't know what the real definition is, but by knowing that God is love, because that's what's in the word, and love is, to me, is, has no real true definition. That kind of makes you think of what God is. And God is unorthodox. He's many things, but it's hard to comprehend him. It's hard to understand him fully. And I don't think why we are on this earth that we will ever fully understand him. And I think that's okay to not really know him, but to have faith. We got to really have faith in him and know that what he said in his word, that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us, that he has our best interests at heart, that he desires to have a hope in the future for us. We have to rely on those promises and know that he is for real, and that he loves us that much that no matter what we do, he would never change. And so, yeah, I was talking to my friend about it today, and that popped in my mind, and I was just thinking, if we really want to fight for this relationship, if we really want this relationship to work, we have to be patient. It's going to suffer long, and I said that it's going to be worth the wait. When you go through certain things, we're not even really together. But we have made up in our minds that we're going to continue to work on it together, that we're going to continue to fight together despite what comes our way, because we're not quitters and we're not losers. And so I believe God will honor that and know that, that we're not with each other just for one reason, that we want to get married, or we want to talk to each other or be in a relationship with each other for, because marriage is a desire in our heart, and that we really want to honor him with everything in our body. With our mind, our heart, our soul, we want to honor him. And so we want to do it the right way. And we know that we don't want to rush anything. We don't want to force anything into, You know, we don't want to make any moves that are outside of his will. We want our union to be blessed. And the best way to do it is to be obedient and to really let him be our guide no matter what. Now, I'm not saying we just be sitting around doing nothing, but we consult him first and we try to, any decision that we make, we try to make sure that he's okay with it. It's crazy. It may sound crazy to you, but that's how I am. Like, any kind of decision I make, I try to pray about it first. I try to, you know, I wait for confirmation. I wait for, you know, different things that lets me know that, okay, God is okay. He's saying, okay, this is right. This is good for you. And so that's one thing we've decided. No matter what happens, no matter what we go through, we're going to continue to work on it and know that it won't be in vain. Know that it will all be worth it. As long as we put him first and trust and believe and the love we have for each other, then it's going to work out. So, I just kind of, today, it's been like a love thing, a love experience, knowing that love comes in many forms. But one thing, you know, I know for sure that a God kind of love is unexplainable. Sometimes you have no explanation for it. Sometimes you don't understand. Sometimes it's just a knowing that you have strong feelings for someone and there's nothing that could change that. Now, I'm going to say that there's different, you know, sometimes we have to pray and know the difference between love and lust. Sometimes our body could be speaking a whole lot louder than our heart and our soul and what God is saying. So we really got to discern whether or not this love is really, is pure, is kind, you know, is kind, is not evil. All the things that love is supposed to be, we have to make sure that that's really what this is and not just our feelings and emotions and our body talking, like, you know, if y'all know what I'm saying. Sometimes when our body's raging and our flesh is raging, we think we love this person so much when it's really just I want to have sex with him or I want to just, or, you know, whatever it is, something like that. But it's sometimes it's more about flesh than what God is really trying to get us to understand. But I feel like this is the basis for what love is and what a true relationship is supposed to be about, when, especially if you talk about marriage one day, when you're in a relationship with someone and you know that one day you're courting right now and one day you're going to get married and you see these signs and stuff and you may be asking yourself, is this really love? Is this, or is this what I'm desperate or whatever it is? You know, you always have this scripture to go on and then you just, you know, you have the father to talk to for one. Ask, okay, is this person good for me? Will this person love me? Does this person even love you, God? You know, because you really want someone who loves God, because if they love God, they're going to love you back and they're going to try to do right by you. I'm not saying they ain't going to make mistakes, but there's a good chance that they're going to try to love you to the best of their abilities because they don't want to disappoint the Father. They don't want to be outside of his will. They don't want to do anything that's not pleasing. Not pleasing to him. So yeah, but love suffers long. Sometimes we want to rush into certain things, but God may be saying, you know, just be patient. It's going to happen. And if you really love this person, you are willing to wait. You're not going to force them into something they don't want to do. You're not going to push the issue. You're not going to, you know, you're just not going to rush it. You're going to wait on them. Especially if you know this is the person that you want or is right for you. And this is the person that God has said that is good for you and, you know, whatever it may be. If you know that you have God's blessing over it, on it, then it's going to be worth it. And then it says love is kind. you know, there's some, like with me, there's sometimes I get mean, I get nasty, I get feisty or whatever, but usually, because I have a relationship with the Lord, and he convicts me when I'm wrong, you know, I know to apologize to people, I know to ask for forgiveness, I know to repent, and so, and a lot of times when you have a relationship with the Lord, the people you're around, the person you're with, is going to see your heart. He's going to see whether or not you are really a kind person, if you're a nice person and stuff. You can't fake being nice. People can see fakeness all the time. And usually you can see it in the eyes. You can see when somebody's really being genuine and pure and really nice and kind and sweet. And that's one thing I always want people to see. I don't want to be a nasty person, a rude person, an arrogant person, a prideful person, anything like that. I want to be kind and gentle and encourage people and love people the way God wants us to love people. So love is kind. Love envies not. You know, you're not going to be jealous because, you know, what is for you is for you. There's nothing that, you know, if you were meant to be with that person, you'll be with that person. And one thing you know about the word, God says that the man pursues, you know. If a man really wants to be with you and have good intentions and wants to marry you one day or desire to be in a relationship with you and eventually lead to marriage, then, you know, that's not a bad thing. But all I'm saying is don't be jealous of people who are actually in a relationship, you know, because you don't know what they have to go through or deal with the person they're with. Especially they in their marriage. I've heard countless of times that in their marriage did not start off this way. They could look like they are living their best lives right now, but they didn't start off that way. But they decided to made up their mind, decided that they was going to fight through this, and they didn't want to divorce or anything, because there's so many examples in this world that showcase divorce, and it's okay to date somebody and go to somebody else, or it's okay to just have sex with anyone and not be fully committed. You know, they say it's okay to do all those certain things, but, you know, it's not okay to just play with people's emotions, to just be in a relationship with any and everybody and hoping that it's going to change, when there's so many different things that you have to work on as a person before you even get into a relationship with someone. And I'm learning that firsthand, because I spent the past few years, you know, being delivered and purged from a lot of the worldly things that were in my spirit, a lot of things that the world fed me. You know, I spent the last few years just being cleansed from all of that. And I'm grateful for it, because I'm a better person for it. But the envy's not. You're not going to envy this person. You're not going to wish bad on this person. You're not going to wish that, you know, you had what they have. You have a friend or something that's married, and you see they have something, you know, their love is their love, and how they express it is going to be different than how you express it towards the person that you like or in a relationship with. But love envies not. Love is not puffed up. It's not arrogant. You know, you're not going to continuously, if I can talk, you're not going to continuously say what you are doing in the relationship and saying that I'm doing all of this and I'm doing all of that and what are you really doing. And, you know, it's not arrogant. It's not saying that I'm doing all the work and I'm doing everything in the relationship and you're not doing anything, you know, because that really discourages people. And a lot of people show their love in different ways. And one thing I've heard these past, year or two, is the five love languages. You know, there are different ways that people show how they love one another, whether it's through service, whether it's through quality time. And I haven't read the book, but I've heard so much about it. I'm pretty sure it's good. But it's not going to always tell people, oh, you know, it's not. Whatever you say is not always going to be like, oh, you're wrong, and this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what I'm not always doing right, and how come you can't do this, and all that. It's not being a nagger. It's not anything like that. It's not puffed up. It's not high and mighty. But and thinks no evil, is not easily provoked. It does not rejoice in iniquity. It doesn't love when someone talks and they say that. Let me see. How can I really put this? Well, that kind of speaks for itself when it says it thinks no evil. You don't wish ill will on someone. Just even if they make you, if they do something wrong in a relationship, you're not going to wish harm on them. Or you're not going to be like, I wish they would pay, because, you know, that's not love. That's just you just being mad at the time. Some, you know, and sometimes we add out our emotions when we get angry or frustrated and stuff, and you're like, I wish this person died, and I wish this person. You don't ever want to wish harm on someone. And like I said, we're all flawed. We're going to make mistakes and stuff. And some people, they may do it intentionally. They may not even know why they do certain things. And, you know, no matter what it is, God always calls us to forgive people, because it's not really just for them, but it's for you. And sometimes God doesn't even hear us when we have unforgiveness in our heart, you know, because he has forgiven us 10 times over, 1,000 times over, and he expects us to do the same. And so when you wish ill on someone, when you wish evil on someone, or wish that, you know, they don't have a prosperous life or a blessed life or anything, that means you aren't really healed, and that means you are not really capable for or ready for marriage, because sometimes the person is going to do something that you're not going to like. They may wash dishes wrong. They may not wash their clothes, or they may not clean after themselves like you want them to, but you're not going to give up on the marriage because this is something that they don't do right that you don't like. You know, what I think of love is sacrificing. It's a big sacrifice. They're not going to be perfect. And sometimes you want to have accept certain things. You got to make the choice whether or not you can accept those things, especially if you're talking about marriage. But it's not going to, you're not going to harm the person or wish bad on them if you really love them, if that makes sense. That was kind of a hard one to kind of dissect, but that's just what I think it means and how I would dissect it. Because if I really love someone, sometimes I'm just going to put up with some things. I'm going to let them know that, okay, what you're doing, I don't like. But sometimes we got to be reasonable and be like, okay, this person is not perfect. I am not perfect. So I have to either deal with him or be patient with him or her, if you're a guy listening to this, and say that, okay, this person is still worth being with. This person, I know God has blessed us and blessed me with. And so this is something I have to just be patient with, because I love this person. My parents been married for, 27 years. I want to say 27 years. And, you know, I always try to ask for advice and be like, okay, how did y'all know that? Dad, how did you know that mom was the one? Mama, how did you know? And, you know, what things have y'all went? Or I know some things they didn't went through, but they still managed to stay together. And some, you know, some things I'd be thinking, I can't believe they actually still married. But that's the decision they decided to make, that they weren't going to do this again. They were going to fight through whatever they went through. And so, you know, they're still together. And that's one thing I know I want one day. I want someone who's still going to love me despite of the things I do. And I want to be able to love them back despite the things they do. But, you know, one thing that stuck out to me, I asked my mama, and she'll say, it started in high school because they got married young. And she would say how my daddy pursued her. Like, he'll try to talk to her in class and write stuff, and you know, he was attracted to her, basically. But he pursued her. She was like, she didn't really like him or whatever, but he pursued her. And that's what the Bible talks about, too, about the man pursuing the woman. And it's just a good thing for the man. It even looks better when the man is actually interested in someone and he's willing to chase her. It looks like desperation, if you ask me, if the woman is continually trying to chase down a man and just what they say, she looks thirsty or whatever, and it just doesn't look attractive. So, but yeah, that's what happened, she told me, and that part really stuck to me. If the man is really pursuing me, and for some reason, we start talking for a little while, but then we kind of reconnect in a way, and he still wants to talk to me and get to know me, then it might be something for me to explore. And that kind of happened, is what happening with my friend right now. And I'm basically just telling y'all about my journey with him. And it's still recent, and it's still kind of new, but he is pursuing me, continues to pursue me, and wants to talk to me, and, you know, we're very long distance, but there's something, it's a mutual decision we made to continue to fight for it and to work on it and work towards a blessed marriage and union one day. So, because the Lord knows my desire in my heart, and he know I prayed for this, been praying for this for a long time, and it's something he really wants to and been praying about. So, we're going to see what happens. But yeah, but it rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And that basically comes to sacrifice. You are willing to carry a lot with this person. Like, you two are willing to go through a lot together because you love one another. You know, you hope, you know, have hope in different things, or have hope in certain things. Like, I mean, for example, me and my friend was talking about the plans we're trying to make by getting a house and, you know, kids one day. And that gives people hope when you have something that you actually, you have goals in mind. And so we basically have goals in mind, and that is giving him hope because, okay, first, this relationship seems impossible because it's long distance, but knowing that we've planned certain things and now trying to work for a future and build a future together, that gives someone hope. And, you know, then this whole process we have to go through, it's going to take a lot of strength, and we're going to have to endure through certain obstacles and push through certain things that may make us uncomfortable or make us step out of our comfort zone. But if we really love one another, it goes back to that. Then we are willing to go through the whole process and fight for what we believe in. And that's what it says, believes all things. But we are willing to fight for what we believe in. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, especially if you really want to be with someone. But you really don't want to rush love, especially true, genuine, God-filled love. You don't want to rush it because, from what I know about the Lord, anything that he makes you wait for, anything that he said that he is giving you or is giving you, better believe it's going to be worth it. No matter what you go through, best believe it's going to be worth whatever you go through. But yeah, it never fails. But that was just something that's been coming up all day, this love word, L-O-V-E, this love thing, just, you know, just watching my show and everything, seeing how he continues to pursue love, even though he doesn't know how to communicate it, even though he thinks that he doesn't know how to feel it, or just, or if he even have that emotion or the capability to love. And then even before that, you had a Bachelor show, and the man is in pursuit of love, and he actually gives up the last two women just to pursue one relationship that, you know, he feel like he is just completely head over heels for her and loves her so much, so he's willing to give up the other two women just to see what that relationship can go. So, I don't know. Then me talking to my friend today and the things we were talking about and trying to get through and deal with, you know, and this sometimes is aggravating. But, like I said, if you really love someone, really care for them, you're not going to keep saying what they're doing wrong. You're going to be forgiving. You're going to be sacrificing. You know, it's going to be a lot of give and take. And sometimes people give more, and sometimes they take more. And so you really got to find that balance and know if this person is really healthy for you. But that's something I would encourage you to talk to the Lord about. because I really can't speak on that. And I've been in relationships where they weren't good for me. And then I've been in some relationships where I learned from and I truly was grateful for it. So, for the people I was with, and there's some that I was like, man, I wasted my time. But, you know, I learned from every experience that I have. But one thing I know for sure, that you always want to talk to the Father. You always want to converse with Him, tell Him what's on your mind, what decisions to even make, especially when it comes to marriage and you living your life with this person forever. You know, until the day that you die, to the day that they die, you are committed to this person forever. And so you really, that's a big decision, one of the biggest decisions you're probably going to make in your life. And, you know, about this being one of the biggest things or biggest desires in my heart for a long time, I always wanted to make sure that God was in it, that He was okay with it, you know, that He is blessing it, and that I'm just making the right decision. So, but love, sometimes it's hard to explain. You love your family, you know, it's different than you love your spouse, which is a different kind of love, but love is love, and I know God is love, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know, it's just hard to explain sometimes, but when it comes to it, you really want to discern the difference between love and infatuation and lust and all these different things. You want it to be pure and genuine and beautiful, and that's what I hope for marriages, you know, that people love one another in the most pure and genuine way, in the most unconditional way. And I see that in some marriages that are, you know, couples that are around me, that God has placed me around, I see that kind of love. It's this gracious love, this merciful love that I see, this sacrificial love that I see in marriages, certain marriages today. Now, some I question, but there are some marriages that I know or couples that God has put me around, and I look at their marriage and I'm like, man, that's something I would want one day. I want my marriage to be like that one day. And so I listen. I allow them to pour into me. You know, I read, I listen, watch YouTube videos, and the Lord kind of take me to certain YouTube videos, and I learn from their courtship and their marriage and stuff, when they have Q&As and, you know, discussions and all that about how it was. But a lot of times they talk about the process and what they went through and what was going on before they even got married, and then like what they even going through right now through their marriage. So, you know, I try to read and listen, but I know it helps to prepare, but I know it's nothing like hands-on experience and they actually being in it. So, but yeah, I'm grateful for that. But just to see the grace sometimes on marriages and the mercy it is, the sacrifice that it takes to stay with somebody and to love this imperfect person, and for them to love you back, and to trust them with every part of you, and then you have kids with them, you know, just to trust everything about them, takes a lot. You know, it takes your mind, your body, your soul and stuff to make a marriage work, I believe. But I know it could not last. It cannot last without God. Because, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if God is in it, He's going to give you the strength to fight through it. And then sometimes you're going to be reminded that, okay, you went through all of this and you really did let it all go over something maybe silly or petty or whatever it is. Is this person still worth fighting for? And was this person, did God say that this person will bless our marriage from the beginning? Am I willing to let it go? So, yeah. Y'all, I know, I don't know if y'all actually got something from this, but this is kind of what I wanted to talk about today. This whole, I think Kurt Franklin had this song called Love Theory. this whole love theory that I have on marriages and relationships and stuff, and just from my own personal experiences of what love is, and just watching my show and everything, and talking to my friend about, you know, being in a relationship and love and stuff. And it's interesting to know, and it's scary because you don't know how it really gonna work out. It's a risk, it's a cost to it, you know. But from what I've learned, that usually it's worth it. It is worth it when you give up something, and especially if you give up something for God's glory, for God, it's worth it. So, but yeah, that's just what I had to talk about, what I wanted to really discuss today. I mean, let me know what y'all think, though. If there's any questions you may have for me, I think I mentioned rjuicecollections.com. Like, yeah, you can contact me on that. Email is contact@rjuicecollections.com. So, yeah. And then I'm on Facebook, Audrey's Collections LLC. And I'm on Instagram, Audrey's Collections _1. And yeah, you can always contact me on these platforms, my email and everything. If y'all have any questions, and I would love some feedback from y'all, if y'all actually listening and getting something from these podcast, I would just love to hear from y'all and what y'all think about love and just having a relationship with God and conversing with God. You know, I know everybody's relationship is different, and I value my relationship with Him, but you know, I encourage everyone to have a special relationship with Him, because it's the most precious thing in the world. It's the best thing to have, to know that you can just talk to Him in your kind of way, and for Him to listen and to understand, you know. But yeah, that's all I have for y'all today. I pray that y'all keep listening. I pray that your soul is blessed. I pray that, you know, God rains down blessings and prosperity and has favor over your life, and that you stay encouraged and keep fighting a good fight, in the name of Jesus. So yeah, thank y'all, and I just love y'all so much. Until next time, peace out.